Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 15, text 24. Yea, abhyartitam, api, cha, no, rigatim, prapanna, ganam, cha, tatva vishayam, sahadharmam, yatra, naradhanam, bhagavato, vitaranti, amusha, sammohita, vivitaya, maya, sapata, maya, te, ye vyartitam api cha no nrigatim prapanna, gyanam cha tattva vishayam saha dharmam yatra, naradhanam bhagavato vitarantyamushya, mohita vitataya patamaya yate,
mohita vitataya patamaya yate,
ye vyartitam api cha no nrigatim prapanna,
ye vyartitam api cha no nrigatim prapanna,
gyanam cha tattva vishayam saha dharmam yatra,
gyanam cha tattva vishayam saha dharmam yatra,
naradhanam bhagavato vitarantyamushya,
naradhanam bhagavato vitarantyamushya,
sammohita vitataya patamaya yate,
sammohita vitataya patamaya yate,
ye vyartitam api cha no nrigatim prapanna,
ye vyartitam api cha no nrigatim prapanna,
gyanam cha tattva vishayam saha dharmam yatra, naradhanam bhagavato vitarantyamushya, sammohita vitataya patamaya yate,
sammohita vitataya patamaya yate,
gyanam cha tattva vishayam saha dharmam yatra, naradhanam bhagavato vitarantyamushya, sammohita vitataya patamaya yate,
ya abhyartitam api cha no nrigatim prapanna,
ye vyartitam api cha no nrigatim prapanna, gyanam cha tattva vishayam saha dharmam yatra, naradhanam bhagavato vitarantyamushya, sammohita vitataya patamaya yate, ye vyartitam api cha no nrigatim prapanna, gyanam cha tattva vishayam saha dharmam yatra, naradhanam bhagavato vitarantyamushya, sammohita vitataya patamaya yate,
ye
Yatitam api cha no nirgatim prapanna. Jnanam cha tam pravishayam sa dharma yatra. Naratanam bhagavato vitaram chimusha. Samohita vitataya bhata maya yate. Yea, ladies.
Ye
apyaratitam api cha no nirgatim prapanna.
Ye apyaratitam
api cha no nirgatim prapanna. Jnanam cha tatva viṣayam sa dharma yatra. Narādhanam bhagavato vitaram ca mūṣa. Samohita vitataya bhata maya yate. Ye vyartitam api cha no nirgatim prapanna. Jnanam cha tatva viṣayam sa dharma yatra. Narādhanam bhagavato vitaram ca mūṣa.
Samohita
vitataya bhata maya yate. Ye vyartitam api cha no nirgatim prapanna. Jnanam cha tatva viṣayam saha dharma yatra. Narādhanam bhagavato vitaram ca mūṣa. Samohita vitataya bhata maya yate.
Yea,
those persons. Abhyartitam, desired.
Api,
certainly.
Cha,
and.
Naha,
by us.
Brahma and the other
demigods. Nrigatim, the human form of life. Prapanna, have attained. Jnanam,
knowledge.
Cha,
and.
Tattva viṣayam,
subject matter.
About the absolute truth.
Sahadharmam,
along with religious principles.
Yatra,
where.
Na,
not.
Aradhanam,
worship.
Bhagavata,
of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vitaranti,
perform.
Amusha,
of the Supreme Lord.
Sammohita, being bewildered. Vitataya,
all
pervading.
Bhata,
alas.
Mayaya,
by the influence of the illusory energy. Lord Brahma said, "My dear demigods, the human form of life is of such importance that we also desire to have such life. For in the human form, one can attain perfect religious truth and knowledge. If one in this human form of life does not understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his abode, it is to be understood that he is very much affected by the influence of external nature." Purport. Brahmaji condemns very vehemently the condition of the human being who does not take interest in the Personality of Godhead and his transcendental abode, Vaikuntha. The human form of life is desired even by Brahmaji. Brahma and other demigods have much better material bodies than human beings. Yet the demigods
including Brahma, nevertheless desire to attain the human form of life, because it is specifically meant for the living entity who can attain transcendental knowledge and religious perfection. It is not possible to go back to Godhead in one life, but in the human form, one should at least understand the goal of life and begin Krishna consciousness. It is said that the human form is a great boon because it is the most suitable boat for crossing over the Nescience ocean. The spiritual master is considered to be the most able captain in that boat, and the information from the scriptures is the favorable wind for floating over the ocean of Nescience. The human being who does not take advantage of all these facilities in this life is committing suicide. Therefore, one who does not begin Krishna consciousness in the human form of life loses his life to the influence of the illusory energy. Brahma regrets the situation of such a human being. Om Jnana Timiram Dhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Nilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Padamayam Tathati Shapatantikam Vandeham Shri Buddha Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Gaganatam Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadhajam Savatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shanagodangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchako Pitadubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Ye Vyartitam Apichano Vrgatim Pupanna Gyanam Chatatva Vishayam Sahatarmam Yatra Naradhanam Bhagavato Vitaranchimushya Sammohita vittataya batamaya nante. Here we find that the demigods glorify the human form of life. In the fifth canto, maybe someplace, there's a prayer by the demigods that when I have to leave the heavenly planets, when I have to fall from the heavenly planets because my pious activities are exhausted, if I have any remnant of pious activity left, then by virtue of that, may I take birth in Parvarsha as a human being. That birth is so valuable. Human birth in Parvarsha. Parvarsha may mean the earth planet, or Parvarsha can be taken more specifically as India. But anywhere in the world, if one takes this human form of life, that's the opportunity. Gyanam cha tattva visaya saha dharmam yatra. In that life, one can get knowledge. One can get spiritual knowledge. In the lower forms of life, what spiritual knowledge will we get? And the demigods have the opportunity, but they're so burdened by sense gratification. Higher standard, heavenly standard of sense gratification. So the human life is suitable for getting transcendental knowledge, cha tatra visayam, and specifically for understanding the Supreme Absolute Truth, tatra visaya. The real subject matter for understanding is the Absolute Truth. Vadanti tat tatra vidas tat pamyaj gyanam advayam. Brahmeti paramatmeti brahmaniti shabdyate. To understand the Absolute Truth perfectly means to understand Him in three features: as the impersonal Brahma, the localized Paramatma, and ultimately the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yajgyan Madvayam. This is real knowledge. Tattva Vishaya. To understand Krishna, the Paratattva. Tattva Vishaya. And Sahadharma. To understand the eternal occupational duty of the living being. What should I do? When Sanatana Goswami approached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this was his question: what is my duty? Now that I have this human form of life, what is going on? Whose electronics are playing? People are misled to think that their business is simply to gratify their senses. They have no idea. Therefore, they're wasting the human being, human life, in the business of the animals. Nayam deho deha bhajam loke kachtam kaman arhate vipujam. Lord Shabdev instructed his sons, my dear sons, there's no... one should not waste this human form of life for the business of the stool-eating hogs. Vidpujam. Vidpujam means the hogs who live on stool. Na ayam deha, not this body. This human form of life should not be wasted in pursuing the same sense enjoyment that the hogs and dogs are getting. That's a great tragedy, to waste this human form of life in that way. Brahma, Lord Brahma says, alas, for the naradhana of the degraded human beings who waste their life in sense gratification. Nara means human beings, and Adhama means the lowest. Yes. Oh. Na aradhana, who don't worship. Those Naradhanam are Naradhanas. Those who don't engage in the worship of the Lord, na aradana, are naradhamas. Naradhama means the lowest of human beings. Nara adhama. So na aradana, those who don't engage in the worship of the Lord, are nara adhama, the lowest of human beings. Yes. Aradhana means worship of the Lord, or worship of the Lord's devotee. Aradhana anam sarvesham, Vishnu aradhanam panam. Tasmat parataram devi tadiyanam samarpanam. The best worship is the worship of the personality of Godhead, Vishnu. And still better is worship of the Lord's devotee, because the devotee is very dear to the Lord. By serving the devotee, one serves the Supreme Lord. Naradanam Bhagavata Vidarantyamusha. The worship should not be directed to some fool, some imposter, some ordinary human being masquerading as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, some clown, some rascal. Anyone who worships him is worships such a person is the greatest fool, promoting such a person as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whether he's from Bengal or South India, wherever he's from, Africa. Anyone who worships an ordinary human being as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a great fool. One has to, and anyone who's worshiping the demigods instead of the Supreme Lord is also a fool. Pritagana. Pritagana means that he's deprived of knowledge. That means fool. If someone's deprived of his knowledge, it's another way of saying he's a fool. Kamais taister pritagana prapajante nadevata. Tam tam niyamamastaya prapitya niyatasvaya. Anyone who's worshipping the demigods is also foolish. Although they make a big thing that this is our religion, and in our temple, we have to have all of the gods because this is our religion. But Krishna says they're hritagyani, they're fools. Because the human form of life is meant for bhagavatam, the service of Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. Mam ekam shanam pratyaj. Sarvatarmam dharman pratyajya mam ekam shanam. One should give up all other so-called duties and engage in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's actually dharma. Not Hindu dharma, Christian dharma, this dharma, that dharma. That's not actually dharma. The real dharma is the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, anyone who doesn't engage in that service of the Supreme Lord must be sammohita. Mohita means bewildered. And sammohita, utterly bewildered, completely bewildered, thoroughly bewildered, 100% bewildered, sammohita. Bewildered by the illusory energy of the Lord. Mayaya, sammohita, mayaya. By the influence of illusion. Mama maya duratseya. There, such fools are bewildered. Daivihesha gunamayi. Mama maya duratseya. It's very difficult to get free from maya. But one has to do it by surrendering to Krishna, Mam evi ye prapadyante, mayam etam tarantite. By surrendering to Krishna when it wants, gets free from the illusory energy. Yaha Krishna ta mayana yudhika. Therefore, one must engage in the service of Krishna. And if he doesn't, Brahma says, alas, such a fool. He's gotten the human form of life and he's thrown it away. Just in material terms, if you got, you know, a BMW or a Jaguar or a Rolls Royce and you just turned on the ignition, set it up to roll out over a cliff, people would say, he's mad. He's mad. A BMW, a Jaguar, and he drove it off a cliff? He's mad. But if he does the same thing with this human body, everyone will say, smart guy. If he uses it to live like a pig or a dog or a monkey. Monkeys are very sexually active. They're always at it. Sex, and more sex. And you have to go to Govardhan or Vrindavan or someplace where there's monkeys. They're just mad. Just boom, 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 sex. And if the human being goes in the same direction, then people will say, smart guy, sharp. They'll write about him in all the magazines. Cinema, Cine Blitz and all of that. The latest heartthrob. But Lord Brahma says, alas, using their human life for intoxication, gambling, meat-eating, illicit sex, or for pursuing speculative, impersonal knowledge, or for worshipping the demigods, or performing pious activities to go up to heaven where we are. The demigods are already in heaven. And they're saying, we'd rather be down there, engaging in the service of Krishna. And those who are on earth, but bewildered by the illusory energy, are thinking, we could go up there. Just as people are bewildered sometimes, we could go to America. We could get a green card. Meanwhile, the Americans are miserable. One has to know that the real happiness, real knowledge, real truth, real everything is to be found only at the lotus feet of Krishna. Not in sense gratification, not in mental speculation, not in going to the heavenly planets, not in worshipping the demigods, nowhere else. Mam ekam sharanam braja. This is the real business of human life. Okay, some questions.
Brahmaji is a Jew.
Yes.
And still he is condemned, the person who is not in Aradhana of Vishnu. And he is not able to get the benefit as a human being, same as we jivta forget.
Yeah. Yes. Brahma is also one of the jivas, and he's thinking that I could get more benefit if I were on earth as a human being. You don't have to be, it's not that jiva is not entitled to say this, just like Srila Prabhupada was a jiva. He's one of the living beings. But he's criticizing. Those who are neglecting Krishna consciousness are all fools and rascals. Not that being a jiva disqualifies you from saying that. Just like if you're a citizen of Kenya, you can say, anyone who turns against the state of Kenya is a rascal. Not that because you're also in Kenya, you can't say that. You're entitled to say that, that anyone who turns against the state is a rascal. Throw him in jail. Avoid his company. So Brahma is also one of the jivas, but he is an enlightened jiva. So he's saying that these foolish jivas who are not enlightened, who are bewildered by Maya, they're the only ones who would neglect the service of the Lord in spite of having gained the human form of life. Yes.
Rabbi, I'll ask you to correct me because I think using carnations of Krishna as a fish or boar, this is different, like a horse, etc. I think it kind of shows that even the animals can have some kind of spirituality.
That Krishna's incarnation as a fish or a boar or a horse shows that even the animals can have some kind of spirituality. Well, from one point of view, when he appears as a fish or a boar, then the fish or the boars may become attracted. And here's, wow, look at this fish. So from that point of view, they may be attracted. But Krishna, when Krishna appears as a fish, he's not a fish. He's not a fish of this material world. He's a different sort of fish. He's always transcendental, just as when he appears as a human being, he's not a human being. He's the personality of Godhead always. So he's fully spiritual. Of course, the fish are spiritual also. Everyone is spiritual. All the living beings and all the different species of life, they're ultimately spirit. But they've forgotten. And in the lower species of life, it's almost impossible for them to make any spiritual progress, or at least to inquire. They can make spiritual progress by the grace of someone else. You give some prasadam for the fish can make some progress. But the fish doesn't inquire, why am I here? Why am I swimming around like this? What is my purpose in life? That's actually where spirituality begins. Atato brahmajigyasa. When there's spiritual inquiry, where is that possible? In the human life. The fish don't ask. The boars don't ask. The horses aren't, when they're making their sounds, however they make their sounds. But they're not asking, why am I here? Why are people sitting on my back? They're asking about food, sex, danger. Sleeping. That's what the animals are interested in. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Very rarely. Therefore, they don't inquire about spiritual. That's their misfortune. Every now and then, at 22nd Avenue, there was a cat who always used to show up for the lectures, sit on the window, be there for the to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So he must have been some sort of extraordinary, have some sort of extraordinary background. There's so many windows he could sit in, and so many different times. But he specifically used to come to hear the kirtan or hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. So sometimes even the animals may make progress. One dog was following the devotees to Jagannath Puri, and got the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So sometimes even the animals may make progress. Bharat Maharaj took the body of a deer, so that deer was very special. But in general, the animals are hard luck cases. Therefore, it's so lamentable that the animals, they can't. What can you do? He's an animal. You can't expect him to inquire about spiritual realization. But the human being is equipped. He can. So if he doesn't, how lamentable. The human body is like the boat for crossing the ocean of nescience. Right? Yes. And the spiritual master is the captain. And the message of the shastras, the favorable wind. So if one doesn't take advantage of this to cross that ocean, what a fool he is. How he's wasting the opportunity. We were hearing yesterday, Sakshana, the sages in Naimisharanya said, we've got the time. We're going to take the opportunity to hear about Krishna. There's some brewing company in America has the slogan, if you've got the time, we've got the beer. That's what unfortunate, bewildered people do with their valuable time in the human form of life. Time is so short, and the opportunity is so precious. And if you've got the time, we've got the beer. That's their misfortune. One should try to use this human form of life properly. Not try, one must. Use this human form of life for spiritual realization. Not lose the opportunity. Okay. Anything else? Okay, thank you all very much. Hare Krishna, all glories to Shri Prabhupada.